escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
November 4th. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1962, the Soviet space program took a shot at Venus and never quite got there. The space probe designated Sputnik 24 never made it out of an Earth orbit that decayed within 2 months. In 1981, they had much better luck with the launch of Venera 14, which not only made it to Venus, but deposited a landing probe which survived nearly an hour on the surface. The quintessential newsman, Walter Cronkite, was born on this day in 1916.
Man on the moon.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Wally, say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
Jurassic Park author Michael Crichton died on this day in 2008. On this day in 1991, the generations came together at last.
Welcome to Romulus, Captain Picard. Don't let our soldiers frighten you. We had to get you off the street as quickly as we could. Romulan security knows that you're here. I am Pardek. You are among friends, Captain.
I have come on an urgent mission from the Federation. I'm looking for Ambassador Spock.
Indeed.
You have found him,
Captain Picard.
The Star Trek The Next Generation episode Unification Part 1 featured a much-anticipated guest appearance from Leonard Nimoy as Spock and was part of the 25th anniversary of the first broadcast of Star Trek. In 1996, the crew of Babylon 5 was left in disarray after the apparent death of Captain Sheridan in the show's fourth season premiere.
Anything?
Nothing that I can recognize.
Leader, are they aware of us yet? Leader, are they aware of us? Are you all right?
Hurry. I can feel them.
Open up a channel. Use the frequency for the captain's link.
They might pick it up.
We'll take that chance. Ivanova to Sheridan. This is Ivanova to Sheridan. Can you receive? Ivanova to Sheridan. If you can receive this, please send us a signal.
And on the same day, things were a bit more festive as Star Trek Deep Space Nine celebrated 30 years of the Star Trek franchise by combining old film with new in Trials and Tribulations.
Excuse me, Captain. Here's tomorrow's duty roster for your approval.
Lieutenant?
Benjamin Sisko, sir. I've been on temporary assignment here. Before I leave, I just want to say it's been an honor serving with you, sir.
All right, Lieutenant, carry on.
Thank you, sir.
You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Lanier, get us the hell out of here.
Initiating getting the hell out of here maneuver.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.